I am so very happy to have on the phone a lady I just adore, who is a peace worker, extraordinaire, and not only that, a happy person. It's so important to stay happy. I was just looking at her website, ValerieRomanoffMusic.com, and it says Valerie Romanoff's Music for Peace and Happiness, the two things we need so much. Of course, today is International Peace Day, and you did a lot of wonderful things. Back in February, you did a live stream of a wonderful, peaceful music, and I know you put that out there today as well. And that's part of your whole Groove into Bliss series that you do. So tell me about, and you're such an amazing woman, you know, you have like two dual homes, New York and Sedona, and you have your Starlight Orchestra and then your own series. Tell me how you handle and what's your driving force and how you handle in a peaceful state everything that you're doing.
Wow, what a great question. Nobody's ever asked me that question before. But, you know, it's funny. I think I love that you mentioned being happy because, you know, it's funny. I wrote this chapter in the book called 25 Tools for Happiness, and I wrote a chapter called The Healing Power of Music, Your Guide to Peace, Love, and Happiness. And I think it has so much to do with being surrounded by music all the time and playing music and wanting to find ways to express through music ideas that are going to be uplifting to people and of benefit to people, particularly the happy vibe. But it's not only the happiness. But boy, you asked such a big question. There are so many things that I do and I'm involved with. And I think the real key for me of managing it all is making sure to have self-care time and having downtime and having time to go inward. And, you know, for me, that's like being out in nature and being on the water and being under the evening sky. And that's what I channel into my music. Mm. And the fact that that is so and that happens that way makes me so happy that it really works that way.
I think that's very, very important. And I can see that reflected in the fact that you do live in Sedona and have a house there and you do your Groove into Bliss. And I think that creates that zone that allows that energy to come through. I think that is also, seems to me, the way you project your energy is of service as well, because you do include a lot of wonderful people. I know you team up with Shay and some other lovely people to share that energy of peace and happiness. And I guess it's not even maybe possible unless you were sharing it to be able to create what you're doing.
Exactly. I think that in the intention in it really, really empowers that music, and it really makes us able to use the music for more than just entertainment. Yes, collaboration is another thing that keeps me really happy. I do have so many wonderful people around me. And with my Starlight Orchestra, which is like the big cover band, the big party band, one of the things that everybody will say, or the thing I think I'm known for that really pleases me, is not just having a great band and having great experiences at parties, but it's bringing together people to perform and to work and to serve in this way and to express that are of like mind and that respect each other, love each other, and want to bring out the best and support each other. And the fact that, and of course, having people that are just experts in everything, you know, whatever, everybody brings different gifts. And when you're surrounded by so much heartfelt passion, that's another thing that just keeps you happy, because, you know, you just look around you and everybody is bringing their love. And that is what I look for when I collaborate with people, is that intention of positivity and service, as you said. All of the music has, you know, prayers in it and intentions and wishes to be uplifting.
Well, you did a release, Valerie Romanoff, The Best of Healing Music, and subtitled Peaceful Music with a Groove. And I think that's so beautiful because you have in that title, peaceful music, healing music, and the groove, of course. And I do think that we know, with the stress and anxiety that's come over the last year and a half, that we have to try to experience more peace to be able to heal ourselves, because there's so much anxiety that we really, and fear, that a lot of that's created energy that can be very distressful and diseaseful, because that energy creates disease.
It's so true. And, you know, I think you have to, in order, I think, to navigate these kinds of times that are so stressful and so divisive and all of the fear that's happening, I think there has to be some time. We always say, you know, yes, meditate, you know, find some time to go inward. But I think what's really crucial and really important is to have some time to disengage from those ideas and, this, and the dramas of our life and what's happening in the world, you know, and all of those, you know, kind of 3D reality kinds of things. We get very involved in it, no matter how, no matter how, you know, enlightened we may be. I think we all have habitual kind of addictions, you know, to that drama of our lives. Mm. And part of what meditating is for me, or the being out in nature, or the listening to music, or the mindfulness and the contemplation and the relaxation, is about turning your focus, just turning that off. It's like turning off that channel completely and turning your focus to something that is more uplifting, like our own inner connection, you know, a connection with our own divinity, connection with our inner self, finding awareness, finding the inner wisdom, and relating on that level to other people, whether your spiritual practice is by yourself or whether you're in a group, whether you chant, whether you do whatever you do, just to spend some time engaged in something that's not looking out at the world the way things are.
And that goes back really to helpful. The 3 points that you have on your website, Valerie Romanoff Music: still, chill, and bliss. And the still is so
still,
key.
Still, chill, thrill.
Still, chill, thrill, which is the bliss. And still is that same place you find in meditation. And you can find it when you walk out in Sedona to some of those beautiful, magical spots. But you can find it also when you're just sitting still in meditation anywhere. And I know even in New York, you go out, and I've seen beautiful pictures of you going out. Is it a canoe you've got or a kayak? You go out on the lake
there? No, it's a paddleboard, a stand-up paddleboard.
Are you doing that?
I'm mad about it. I do it every day if I can.
Isn't that amazing? So you actually, is it a lake that you live off of?
Yes, I do. I live on a lake. And before I lived up on this lake, I used to drive to it every day from where I lived. And it's actually the lake that my grandparents had a house on my whole childhood.
Oh.
So I found my way back to this place, and that feels so special to me. I can't believe I'm here. You know, 40 years later, I found my way back to this place. But it doesn't have to be this lake. I mean, it's water, it's nature, it's the wildlife, and particularly the sky when it's got all those colors in it and all that, like, amazing, that show happens, you know, whether it's at sunrise or sunset.
Yep.
And now the moon is rising, you know. So being able to be out there on that paddleboard, it just snaps me right into that zone of incredible awe and appreciation and gratitude and stillness.
Absolutely.
That's where I have my best ideas come out when I'm out there. And then I come back and come into the recording studio or write or play and, you know, kind of bring those ideas forth.
I wrote a list of, I'm going to write a book, actually. But I wrote a list about some certain elements of peace. And, you know, I got that UNESCO Peace Award. I was nominated for as a peace.
Yes, I was so exciting. Tell us more.
Well, that started a year-long series of interviews on the peace projects. But from that, I was interested to find out, and I asked everyone, what are the elements of peace that was important to them? And I'm going to write a book about it because I found, of course, being here in Hawaii, aloha. And for those who understood aloha here, I've talked about that. I talked about, and many times people said, meditation. Then there's also forgiveness and compassion. And one you talk about a lot, which is love. And I think love, and you've written about this often, about how important that key of love is. And I think that could be maybe one of the most important elements of peace is that love.
I think so, too. I think that love vibration just makes everything feel so good. And I have to say that having that love, that self-love, that love of self, that actual effort to show love to yourself, to ourselves, is so important. And I think so often we just bypass that. We want to love others. We want to be in service to others. We want to show others a good experience. And yet we yap away in our minds of things that are self-critical and just unkind, and we're emulating voices from, you know, authority figures of our past. And I really think about this, and I've been writing about this as well, and this is going in a song soon. But just this idea of saying to yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. You're amazing. And, you know, the more times you say it, the more you start to mean it and believe it. And it's such a gift. I mean, it's a gift we give other people, but we don't give it to ourselves. And I think when you talk about peace, and I know that that's what we're really talking about, and that's what we're celebrating today, my bottom line about peace is that we may aspire to put out peaceful vibrations into the world, but we can't if we're not feeling that peace inside of ourselves. And so the first thing is the work, our own work, to find that in ourselves, to kind of get past some of that torturous stuff we do to ourselves, mm-hmm. or the fear or anxiety or stress, and be able to find peace, inner peace. And then that's the vibration that's going to emanate out from us. And you can't really fake that. You can't fake vibrations. You know, you can fake a facial expression. You can smile when you don't mean it, but you really can't fake those vibes.
Absolutely true. And you find that, of course, out when you do music. The frequency and energy that carries that positive vibration that you put out has that positive vibes in it. And from love, there were a couple other elements that I felt so important to peace. And this is something we have to all do to find that love, is forgiveness. I think that's a key element, because as you're doing meditation and as you're trying to love yourself, there's times and things you will find that come up that are revealed in yourself that you need to forgive. And so often these days, there's things that come up we need to forgive also in other people. And until we find forgiveness, it's really sometimes hard for some people to find peace.
That's true. That is really true. And I think that's really hard sometimes, because usually if you're in need of forgiveness, you're feeling either angry or hurt. And sometimes it's really hard to let that go.
Yeah.
And interestingly, there's a practice, and it's a Hawaiian practice that I found very powerful. How do you pronounce it?
Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono.
Yeah. Pono, the word pono means to make things right. Ho'oponopono. Yes, I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. And it may be in the wrong order, but those are the elements of that. In fact, I did a whole talk with this, with a wonderful kahuna here, about the power of that. And it is something that you can do with the person, or you can even do it in meditation. And it goes very, very deep. It's very simple, but it has many elements beyond that. But it is a powerful, powerful practice. And on International Peace Day, what a wonderful thing to even just do to someone maybe who you haven't forgiven. You know, sometimes those people are even not in our life anymore. You know, and I know, I've done a whole CD about Arise Above Abuse for people and for women who have been abused. And there are many, because I think 1 in 4 women have been abused. It's so important to get back to those painful situations and forgive the person. So key to experience that forgiveness, to get free of that energy, because that energy that is dwelling there inside needs to be freed so that you can experience love and happiness.
Yes, and I also wanted to add to that that you can also chant it. And I did a concert with, I think you know Prem Vidu and the Band of Now.
Yeah.
He's wonderful, and he's played on some of my projects, and I've played on some of his. And we did a concert together at the Sedona Yoga Festival a few years ago. And one of the pieces that we did was that piece. And we just sang it, kirtan style.
Ah.
And we sang it over and over and chanted it. And you bring that vibration, you know, into your being. You know, you just, it starts to shift everything. And I know that I had a very powerful experience. I just sort of sunk into it. And before I knew it, I was just sobbing silently up on the stage with my guitar on, you know. But it just really brought me into this kind of an alignment, and a lot of things shifted after that that needed to. And that reminds me of just the concept of singing and chanting, and in general, not only Sanskrit and sacred words, but mm-hmm. even just words, anything. The reason that I write so much about love, and there's one song I have called One Message, and I just put up a video of it on my YouTube channel. And One Message, the message is love. And the whole outro part, we're just singing love, 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 love. Mm. And when you sing that, you actually keep singing it. Mm-hmm. You start to raise that vibration inside of yourself, and yep. it starts to undulate, you know, and just get bigger and bigger and attract more of it. And you can really affect a lot of change in yourself and in the world around you and in the big world by focusing on like a simple concept. And whether you say it or sing it or write it or just concentrate on it like a mantra, I think that also is a very powerful tool.
Absolutely. I did a work with Rupam Sarma that's just out that includes chanting. And I did it with the wonderful George Kamoko, who's gotten 5 Grammys. He lives here on Maui, of course. And he did some chants and I did some words. And then there were chants from other people on that album as well. And it is so powerful. And you think about it, it goes back so old. I mean, you think thousands of years people have been recognizing the energy and connecting through the oral tradition of chant. And I know you do a beautiful job with that. Did you record that one where you did the Ho'oponopono recording? Was that recorded or ever done, or was it just in that live event?
No, it was just a live kirtan.
Oh, you're going to have
experience.
To do it for a recording.
That's a good idea.
I think so.
Yes,
I think so.
You could do that.
Yeah, a couple other elements that I have on the keys piece is goodwill and understanding.
Mm.
Because this is what I think is so important right now, too, is that we take our energy just out of ourselves and try to do good in the world and have the energy of doing good, which is goodwill. Goodwill towards others actually has the elements of aloha in it. But it takes us out of our own individual ego and puts that energy out in the world. And I think you really share that so beautifully, Valerie. Your goodwill and your positive, we call it mana here, that energy is really contagious. And you can even hear it in your voice. You can hear it in your music. And it's so present that I may have to add another element, which is happiness. I didn't include happiness.
Can I share with you? I also just put up on my YouTube channel, and this is like a very informal, homegrown video of a song that's not even complete, but it is called Happiness. And the words are, I choose happiness. Well, basically it's saying happiness is a superpower. And when I choose happiness, happiness chooses me. Meaning the law of attraction, you know, meaning mm-hmm. I'm really going to concentrate on this. I'm going to get more of it. But how everything, how just being happy, how smiling, how feeling happy, just trying to bring yourself into that state is something very powerful, and it works. So, but the song, I wrote it with 2 of my friends. Johanna Buchman was a co-writer, and Shannon Holt is a wonderful, amazing person. She sings, we were together in my Starlight Orchestra, and she's also been in the Grooving to Bliss band. And we recorded the song, and then we recorded a video because we wanted to use it for the Happiness book launch party, which was earlier this year. So we have this book on happiness that was written, compiled by the Wellness Universe. Do you know Anna Pereira?
I've heard the name, but no, I don't.
She's
know.
Wonderful, and she and Laura DeFranco compiled this book, and they invited 25 writers to write a chapter, their own how they've got to happiness. It's like how a personal struggle overcome finding your way to happiness, and what are your tools? And there's 25 chapters, each written by somebody different, and we wrote this song to be, you know, in support of the book and in support of this wonderful idea. So you could see the book.
It's on your website.
The song on my website.
Yep. Valerie Romanoff Music. Well, I'm just about out of time, and I know I just reached out to you last minute, but I'm so glad you found the time to call in. We'll be in touch. I'm looking forward to doing more work with you. You do fabulous work, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate what you do, and have a peaceful rest of your night.
Oh, thank you. And I just, if you see me, my hands are in prayer, thanking you for all the beautiful work you do in the world and for inviting me onto your show. I love it. I love to do it.
Namaste and big aloha.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hello.